I have an incredibly exciting announcement for you today, July the 1st, in all things apostolic. Don't miss it. Welcome to All Things Apostolic on this wonderful Monday morning, July the 1st, 2024, the first day of the second half of 2024, which means half the year's gone, obviously. And so how has that first half been? Well, I would have to tell you that the first half of the year, in regards to Wilson University, and in regards to my life, and in regards to the things that I value, and in regards to Sacramento and El Grove, things are, they are better than probably they have ever been. And God is on the throne. And so this year, it's went by at warp speed, but tremendous things have occurred in the first half of 2024. And we are looking forward to the second half of 2024 being even more profoundly wonderful than was the first half. So I hope you can say the same thing. If not, if the first half was just a mess, then let's look forward to the second half with anticipation that it's going to get better instead of looking at it and saying, oh boy, more of the same. So we're glad that you're with us here on All Things Apostolic today. There's some great things coming up that you don't want to miss. And I'm going to make an announcement today that's really exciting and very important. We thank for Wilson University and for the wider apostolic movement and Pentecostals everywhere. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. We also want you to know that All Things Apostolic is on 4 days a week. I host it on Monday. Jennifer Barrett hosted on Tuesday. You don't want to miss it. It's unique. She's an incredible scholar, but she's also a mother and a great Christian and a homemaker and all of those things. So she brings a whole different approach. She is a Hebrew scholar also, and so she brings things out of the Old Testament that are just sparkling and amazing. You don't want to miss it. And then on Wednesday is Dr. Casey Sees. Dr. Casey Sees is a tremendous Bible scholar and theologian, and he brings things, oftentimes he'll bring them about how to become a leader or how leadership affects our lives and how we need to integrate that into our lives. He's much broader than that, but it's wonderful. And then on Thursday is Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks, who is also a tremendous Bible scholar and theologian, and a Greek scholar, and just brings stuff that's just so refreshing and so unique. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you've got All Things Apostolic for you to listen to. Someday we'll do Friday too, when we get just the right person to do just the right thing. So anyway, we're just glad that you're with us today. And a lot of exciting things are happening. I love to talk about positive things, as you probably know if you're a regular listener. But and I've got a truckload of wonderful things to talk about today. But one of those kind of takes precedent here, because I'm announcing on the day that this is taking place. This is July the 1st. And on July the 1st, I am happy to announce, and Wilson University is honored to announce, the appointment of Pastor Jeremy Wilbanks as Wilson University Chief Theological Integrity Officer, CTIO, Chief Theological Integrity Officer. And that is effective as of today. This is the day that begins. And so if you know him or have any contact with him, please join us in extending a warm welcome to Pastor Wilbanks as he brings his expertise to our academic community. he is a tremendously powerful scholar, and we're happy to make this new appointment. This is a wonderful thing that is taking place, and I'm going to tell you more about it. In this role, Pastor Wilbanks will provide guidance and collaborate with faculty and other stakeholders in relationship to theological issues to ensure faithful adherence here in the school to the interpretation and application of Scripture in alignment with the Apostolic Pentecostal ethos. Now, let me just take a moment to say, there's a lot of people that are teaching the Bible these days, and there's a lot of people that take the Bible as a springboard and spring off of the Bible to try to give credence to what they're saying, and it's a bunch of just gibberish that isn't worth anything. So we need to be able to make sure none of those kind of things occur. We need to make sure that we are balanced in everything that we teach, that we are truly biblical, and this is a big deal too, we need to make sure that our integrity includes, integrity is kind of a character word, that not only does our theological teaching have character, but our theological teachers and the school itself has integrity. And that integrity includes not only teaching and preaching and expounding the Word of God and all the multitude of things that go with that, because it affects every part of life. It also includes the spirit of a person. You can't teach the Bible and get its complete message if the spirit of the person does not match the spirit of the book. And Jesus said in John 6:63, he said, "The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So when you're teaching the Bible, it's not like teaching ancient Grecian history or something of that nature. When you're teaching the Bible, you're teaching something that is dynamic. It itself is dynamic, and spirit comes with it. And so we want to make sure we have that spirit, because that's a spirit of grace, that's a spirit of goodness, that's a spirit of long-suffering, that's the spirit of honesty, that's the spirit of inquiry, that's a spirit of patience. All of those things go along with this. And so always, always, coercion is not a part of biblical teaching. Coercion, that's not how it works. The way it works is that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. So a shepherd is not like a cattle driver driving from the back. It is the shepherd walks in front of the sheep, and the sheep follow willingly, and they surrender their trust to him, and they follow him. So there's complications when you start talking about Scripture and integrity, and those complications have to do with the spirit of the one doing the teaching, the truth of whether that person is, whether they're on target with biblical teaching, and all of that combines with the Word itself. So all of this is something that is vitally important and is oftentimes lost in the weeds, if you please, in a higher education context, unless there is attention given to it and drawn to it. And so Pastor Wilbanks brings with him an impressive background and a steadfast dedication to maintaining the highest and healthiest standards of theological integrity as we've been describing. His extensive experience and his commitment to academic excellence will be invaluable as we continue to uphold our mission and our values as an institution. So we're excited. We look forward to the significant contributions that Pastor Wilbanks, soon to be Dr. Wilbanks, he's right at all but dissertation. So I don't know how long it's going to be, but It won't be long. And what Pastor Wilbanx is bringing to our community, we're excited about. So like I said, please join us in extending a warm welcome to him as he begins this new chapter with Wilson University. This is a great thing that is taking place. And we know that you're going to be excited, especially if you know Pastor Wilbanx, then you will be excited about this. Now, here's the announcement I was going to make. The announcement is next Monday, I'll be interviewing him here on All Things Apostolic. So you don't want to miss it. And we will be talking about Pentecostalism and about Christianity and about the advancement of the message and what it means to be apostolic and what we look forward to in the future in regards to what he does here at the university and how he is going to carry out these duties and responsibilities and what he's going to do. So he'll be, there's a number of things he's going to do. He'll provide advisement to the president, administrators, and faculty in areas such as our statement of faith, our institutional values, our curriculum, the spirit with which it's being taught in. He will also do things like provide guidance related to theological questions for faculty or staff or the public as a service to the public. He will participate in the president's cabinet, which is a great thing. He will contribute to theological research and scholarship through the Center for Apostolic Pentecostal Studies, which is CAPS. The acronym is CAPS, and it's a part of Wilson University. What else will he do? Actively produce white papers and lectures and facilitate forums that advance and clarify and broaden the understanding of the philosophy and theology, biblically and of Wilson University, and of the wider movement of Christianity and of the apostolic movement. He'll utilize the power of the past to broaden the understanding of the breadth and strength of the historical church and the roots from which the university derives. He will maintain a broad and comprehensive knowledge of the institution. He will maintain awareness of current trends and anticipate future trends within the target audience of Wilson University, which is worldwide. He will assist the institution with determining and with appropriate responses to questions that people may have. And who knows what else he'll be doing, but those are the basic, that's a basic outline. And we're excited about it. I think when we talk to him next Monday, we're going to ask him, what are your plans in doing this? And how will we move forward with this? How will we step forward with this? So this is upcoming. Good things are happening here at the university. And we are excited to tell you more about them as they continue to unfold. And also, due to the fact that Pastor Wilbanx is involved in this also, we don't want you to forget Challenge Week. Is something that everybody in the world's invited to. It's in Birmingham, Alabama. It's September 25th through 27th. It's held at New Life Church there, which is a large complex and has room to accommodate, perfect room to accommodate. It's got a lot of exciting things that take place. It's got breakout sessions. It's got plenary general sessions. It's got, we're going to have an incredible banquet this year, a gala that's second to none. Last year was sold out, and people were just thrilled with it. It was one of the favorite things of the whole thing. We're going to have a great graduation on Friday night with a great graduation party that everybody's invited to. After the graduation, it's going to be an apostolic graduation, which many people have never even heard of an apostolic graduation. But an apostolic graduation is unique in what it does. So rather than give the secret away, you just have to come and see for yourself what's going on. Great things are in store here at Wilson University. Right now, Wilson Live is going on. A Wilson Live session is going on that I'm teaching this one. There's a lot of people that teach them, but I happen to be the one that's teaching this one. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about who's in there. I hope they're really getting stuff from it. Then we've got the great Ephesus event, in which we will be at the Seven Churches of Asia Minor in October. And that's coming up. It's going to be an exciting, exciting time. We're going to have graduation there. We're going to make some really special announcements there. We're going to be in our regalia. We're going to be doing things. We're going to be recognizing people that are within the movement, that are for significant accomplishments educationally and scholarship. So this is a great, great time to live. I'm glad you're with us. Don't miss tomorrow. Don't miss Wednesday. Don't miss Thursday. And be with me next Monday when Pastor Wilbanks and I will be in a special interview about the Theological Integrity Officer and what that is going to produce. God bless you. Thank you for being with us.